It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being called un-American.
Hey.
Well, you know who I'm talking about. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
And new to the Den, Mercedes Kent.
Hey.
And Adam Oliensis.
Hey, hey, hey.
Joe is out this week Santa Clausing.
Yes, and you know we can't stop him.
Well, the children, the authorities might.
Yeah. Only if they can catch him. He's pretty quick.
No, he's not. He's quick in one thing. But.
Oh, dear.
Has Santa Claus always been a verb?
Yeah, Santa Clausing? It is here.
What does one do when one is Santa Clausing?
Scares children, gets bad reports.
Yeah,
hopefully
yeah.
Brings those stories back to the
That's
show
legal.
For our entertainment.
Is that
legal? Yeah, especially in Alabama. Joe's been banned from malls as well.
For different reasons. Yeah.
Boy, it didn't take us long to get to Alabama, did it?
No, we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get to that. We'll start with that, which I didn't want to talk about, but we will.
Yeah,
but I've got to tell the people what's on the show. On the show, Pip's never before discussed Me Too story.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. I knew you were touched, but I didn't know you had been touched in that way.
Tip of the iceberg.
Well, really, is that where he touched you?
Ouch.
No, that was consensual.
Oh, I like
that part.
My little ice queen. Al Franken announces he'll resign, and I know somebody here is not happy about that.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that.
We'll get to that. It's a show full of liberals. I told Pip I might have to play Joe Curry, but informed. But I might have to give the right perspective, the conservative perspective.
We know what that is. No, we're just piling on today.
We'll see.
Sometimes right is wrong.
And we'll talk about whether this will have a chilling effect on women in the workplace, all these allegations that are going on. Now, Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn says she will not go to the White House, and Fox and Friends reacts. Turbulent air as the Trump administration is rolling back a regulation you may not like. A woman reveals she has slept with multiple ghosts.
Woo-hoo!
I can't wait to talk
Boo-hoo.
About that.
Boo-hoo. I know.
A boo-whore. Anyway. And we will play and discuss Craig Grant's video where he discusses scammers. Did you listen to that?
I did not.
Of course not.
No.
Why would you show prep?
I know.
All right. So we do have a member of the Jewish persuasion in here besides me. And the Jews came up in the news today. Jews came up. Are you Jewish, Mercedes?
No, you're not. They let you in?
They let me in.
He's not a Jehovah's Witness, of course.
I snuck in. And I'm not a lawyer. I'm not Roy Moore's lawyer.
We'll get there. Well, let me tell the folks.
Okay.
Well, you know, apparently some people felt that, among other things, Roy Moore was anti-Semitic. I had not heard these allegations.
Was not what I heard.
No, but apparently Kayla, his wife, felt like she needed to speak to this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And after they talked about their how they have black credentials, you know, right after they wooed the African-American vote,
she said,
to prove, you know, we have Jews, we have a, quote, Jew lawyer. One of our lawyers is a Jew lawyer, which is how they like to be referred to.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know,
I like to be referred to that as that, and I'm not even a lawyer. So.
I posted on Facebook, Jewish parents are very proud when their children become lawyers. Except when they represent Roy Moore.
Yeah. Right. Yes. That family is hanging their head in shame right now.
But here's the thing. It wasn't like an off-the-cuff statement. This was prepared.
Prepared.
Somebody said, yes, go with the Jew lawyer.
Yeah.
That was the vetted version. Yeah, I want to hear the version that before the vetting.
But even more disturbing with that was the applause it got.
My favorite part was the smug expression of like, see?
Yeah, she was very self-satisfied.
Yeah. We got a Jew on our side, see?
Now, I've played Alabama.
Can you believe it,
Mercedes? No, I can't believe it. That's unbelievable.
Is it really unbelievable considering what everyone else we're looking at?
Well,
it's easy to believe.
But really, on the whole list of awful things with Roy Moore, that's not even the top 10.
I want to know what their black credentials are.
I don't. It was something.
Because they have black slaves.
Yeah. their cotton is picked by some of the best black people. It was something like that. No, I don't. It was something to that effect of the Jew lawyer type thing. But I don't think she dropped the N word for whatever. You know, she classed it up.
All the classy people say Negra.
Yes. Cullens.
Cullens. I'm sorry. I have to update my bigot references.
Bring it up to the 70s, child.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. I was going to say something.
Weirdly, though, their Jew lawyer was only 14.
Funny.
And a girl.
I've played Alabama. Have you guys ever been to Alabama?
Never.
I've been through it, but.
You never stopped.
No, did not. Not even to get gas.
I've played Alabama a couple times. That's good planning right there.
I would fill up the tank on the border and just.
He's not going horizontally through the state. That's just cutting corners.
Yeah.
Alabama was the first. What city was it in? I don't remember. It was
they
a
have
military.
Cities there?
Yeah, they do. No, they have cities. It was a military. It was a military town, and I was performing at a bar, and it was a lot of military personnel. But this is years ago, my first time playing Alabama, and I spoke a lot more about being Jewish than I do now,
right.
And certainly than I would at that there. But it was. It was the first time I remember going, these people truly have no idea what Jews are. They've never seen Jews. Like, I've never felt that before or after. Like, I'll ask an audience, have you guys seen Jews before? And yes, they have.
And they laugh because it's absurd.
It was a valid question.
They were looking for the horns in your hair. Yes.
Well, I talk about that. And then the other time I played Alabama's, I took Joe with me, and that was when we had the SWAT team called in the middle of the show. And the fight broke out in the back of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. He's not even kidding.
I mean, very briefly, I brought Joe with me to Anniston, Alabama, I want to say. Did a tour for a good guy. We had done the club, and the first night, the guy's just, like, throwing popcorn at, like, Joe while Joe's on stage.
As one does.
That's flirting in Alabama.
And I got up there, and I was not going to deal with that. But there was also some off-duty police. And all these people that I'm talking about are white, by the way. But there was also some off-duty police in there. And they were not having what this guy was doing. They were not having it either. So next thing I know, there's a brawl breaking out in the back of the showroom. Chairs are flying. And I got to stand up there for like 5-7 minutes while this is going on. Because what do? You can't walk off the stage, Adam.
Do you just keep doing material, or did you do crowd work at that point?
I think I'm...
crowd work.
Is that the term?
Yeah.
It's crowd breaking it up.
Yeah.
It's crowd control at that point.
Any members from the SWAT team here tonight?
Well, no. We'll get there. This isn't the SWAT team yet. This is off-duty cops brawling with these people in the back of the room. And I guess I'm like commenting on what's going on. I can't imagine myself sitting there and doing material at that point. So I'm commenting what's going on. Finally, they get hustled out. And then they're continuing to do it in the alley next to the club. And the SWAT team gets called in.
Awesome.
Now, the interesting thing was this guy who was throwing the popcorn worked at Sears. Said he worked at Sears. So the next day, Joe and I brought popcorn. And we went to Sears in hopes of seeing him because we were going to throw it at that guy on his job, which is smart to do when you're in Alabama.
Yeah. That's a public scene.
Davin left town just ahead of a crowd that had torches and pitchforks.
I assume some of them were good people.
Yeah. Let's get the Jew and the Italian.
But, I mean, listen, it's like any place. There's nice people in Alabama.
Of course.
But there's just some, like, I couldn't believe it. And, I've played Mississippi, and I've played the swamps of Georgia. And
look at you bragging.
The tour's going great. But, I mean, this was different. Alabama's a little different. Now they're trying.
So no other popcorn in any other states.
I've had chairs thrown at me at the Atlantis.
We've had an apple.
I've talked about that two times ago when I was there.
Multiple. There's plural chairs, not just one.
No, it was one. It was an older. I was doing a joke about Kim Kardashian and the Amistad, and there was this older black man and his older black wife sitting in the front to the left, and I did the joke, and I said something like, Kim Kardashian's had more black eyes in her than the Amistad, which is a slave ship,
yes.
And the guy got angry at me in his old decrepit way and threw the chair. Now, he wasn't very strong. He threw a chair at the front row, and him and his wife immediately marched out. looking for the exit but going to the service bar. So I had to tell them that this long, tedious walk, they were not in the right place and they would have to make a right.
Oh, my God.
But here's the thing, and I remember talking about this on the air.
Yeah.
The thing is, the Amistad is one of the few times during the 1800s where our court system did the right thing. Mm-hmm. It was actually a victory for the slaves because they washed up on Long Island on the shores of Long Island, and our Coast Guard, whatever the hell we had, took them in. The question was, are they free men or are they property?
Right,
because they were here to be slaves.
Right.
And the Supreme Court ruled that they were free men.
Well, I guess that nuance was lost on the older gentleman at that.
Yeah, right. Listen, feel free to call me a racist if you want, but be historically accurate.
Yeah.
that's all I ask. But stupid's everywhere. People from the South are stupid. No, they're stupid everywhere.
Yes.
Our president's from New York.
Oh.
I was driving through Pennsylvania, and I took a detour because of traffic around off of some road in I-80. Drove through a small town where there were two Confederate flags right flying on the center of right on Main Street in the center of town in Pennsylvania.
Son, you drove through Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, they say Pennsylvania, but there's Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, and in between is Alabama. But there it was.
There's a lot of that.
They actually call it Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, do they?
Yes,
really?
Because they realize what they live
but
in.
But I've always found
who does.
I have a good friend that lives out there.
One person.
She and her Pip friends,
is basing it all on one person.
She and her friends refer to it as Pennsylvania.
Well, a lot of people do.
And a lot of people do because they know.
Those are the kind of towns where everybody looks like they know the best place to buy gravel.
And worms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bait.
All right. So as long as we got into this comedy thing, I had some comedy experiences this week. So I'll be...
Do tell.
Look at you. They're not in the Hell Gig variety. I could have put them in the Hell Gig variety.
You know what? It's all good. Rubbing my little hands together.
Oh, she lights up. I'm gonna have to dry off that chair. But anyway, we'll proceed. We will proceed.
I put down a tarp. I knew what was coming.
That a girl.
Me.
Oh, viscous goodness. What's Pip's viscosity today?
Right. Oh, man.
Yeah, we could say this stuff in the first part of the show. Actually, I would say that in the second.
I didn't know Davin's den was that kind of den.
Yeah, it's a love den.
WD-40.
Yes. And so I'm performing at a casino, very nice place. They give you $200 in food credits, and I'm there for less than 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, lot of the places you go, all right, you can have anything off the comics menu, and that includes half a salad and French fries.
Comics menu.
Yeah, but this is like $200 for less than 24 hours.
Damn.
What's the protocol? I mean, do you start treating people in the casino to like a buffet? Or, like, I didn't. I was, like, pretty, I didn't, like, I got, like, one extra thing. Like, I got coffee.
Was it just you?
Yeah.
So you didn't have family with you?
I didn't have family with me.
You didn't
me.
Take a doggy bag and bring it back home?
I wanted to go after the show because I ate quickly before the show and I didn't fill up, but it was closed by the time I got there. No, I had the buffet for dinner. I got breakfast and then I got coffee and a croissant for the road. So... I spent
35,
maybe yeah 35 40, 50 bucks yeah.
Yeah, I'm way more white trash than you. I would have brought a cooler.
But I didn't know
Ziplocs, the works.
So you take advantage of that
$200 worth of food.
See,
that's part of your pay. Yes,
I see. Yeah. I feel like that gets back to the club, and that's why next time you come back, $10 is the item.
You're getting that quarter iceberg.
Yeah, like because I feel like comics take advantage of stuff.
Yeah,
and I don't want to be one to take advantage. But
no,
I was like,
you're actually handling it the
right
way.
But when they make a gesture like saying $200, it's such an absurd amount. I mean, unless Bozo the Clown has gained 200 pounds, but it's such a huge amount that they're basically begging you.
They're challenging.
It's a dare.
I'll show you. I'll eat it all.
It's a moral test.
I didn't. I don't know if it could have worked for alcohol. I don't know. They did have a restaurant there by one of these.
Mercedes is planning her strategy differently now. It's like, pardon me, drink together.
I don't know if that was included, but they had this. You guys familiar with these celebrity chefs?
Yeah.
Fabio was one of the the Italian hunk on one of the seasons of Top Chef.
He was
really?
A chef?
Wait, the Fabio?
Fabio?
Long
like the real guy?
No, not the one who had a bird fly in his face.
Oh.
There's a chef Fabio.
Oh, I don't know this
one.
He
had a restaurant there.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't go there. All right, so anyway. So, all right, so we all agree I should not have taken advantage?
I think he cut it down the middle at that point. You go for the $100. You spend the $100.
Yeah, it's not good karma. You would order. I would think you would order a really good entree. You know,
well, I didn't know that was an op. I didn't know I had $200 until I punched in for the buffet.
Oh,
and like, oh, you got a 150 something left. I'm like, dollars? Like, yeah. I'm like, whoa. I didn't. All right, keep on punching it. I'm gonna make multiple chips, even though I'm right here.
Yeah, hold on a second. Throw a lobster onto that.
You couldn't like go to the thrift. The thrift shop.
The thrift shop.
The gift shop.
No, it was for food credit. It was
just food.
Food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
and they give you free soda and coffee in the casino.
What are you buying in the gift shop with that? What the hell do you
$8
have your
Toblerones.
Yeah.
They have like suitcases and furniture and I don't. You're talking about the casino.
Yeah. It's a casino. I'm not doing my Christmas shopping there.
You could buy anything. Anything.
I think you could buy a Trump casino down there for a
$200. Yeah, you can get one cheap.
The food credit includes booze.
I don't know if it did.
Yeah.
Like, they were specifically, you can't get drunk on stage and this, that, the other thing, which I'm not apt to do, except for the last show I did
that
in Myrtle Beach. But, you know,
tell us about that.
I told it last week. You should listen to the show.
Yeah.
I can't retell the same stories week after week. But I'm not one to drink. I'm not really one to drink. But there was 10 minutes there in the middle of the show where it was touch and go.
The audience was offering up shots, and he could not refuse.
The audience and the staff. Yeah. And the staff.
You got to go with that.
Like,
you got
to be
that.
Nice. You got to throw them down. See, that's what happens to me at weddings. People start, like, lining up shots, and you're like, just to be neighborly. And all of a sudden, I'm like, where are my pants?
Yeah, but it's okay if you slur yourself. I'm on stage. You see me work. I work quick. There was a point when I'm doing the show, I had to think about what I was going to say, which is never something part of my act. I generally don't think about what I'm going to say.
No, you're not
Well, that's clear from your act.
Clearly. Clearly. Don't wink at me. It was a shot. Don't wink at me. It was a shot.
It was
shot
well intentioned. It was a joke shot.
It was a real shot. Yeah, it's okay.
It's a love tap.
Nah, that's all right. You can take your shots. That's
he
fine.
He took a shot and then he winked at you. He's flirting. Look at that. That's his like.
Do I look like Kirsten Gillibrand to you? Stop that.
If I had popcorn, I'd throw it at you.
Yeah, that I'm accustomed to.
He's dipping your pigtail in the inkwell.
There you go.
That's it. So my ex-girlfriend, who was like my first love, because I had a girlfriend before that.
We're talking about hell?
Yes.
Hell?
That's her name.
She's famous on the show.
Yeah.
Really?
Because we have a segment inspired by her, to be quite honest.
We do
like the alternate Valentine's Day show, and one of the features of that is I will read cards or letters that she has written to me, and they are quite awful and abusive.
It's our love fails.
Yeah. Well, that's not part of the love. There's the love fail countdown, and then there's our
own. Who ended it?
I did.
So it was crazy. It was that kind of crazy. The kind of crazy where you end it, not the kind of crazy where she leaves you heartbroken.
No, it was like I was like I find like all right, I can't take this abuse anymore. I had been in it was an abusive relationship.
He threw himself out of the speeding
over
car.
5 years.
Oh,
yeah. It was my first love. It was the high school end of high school, beginning to college love.
Oh, those are tough.
It most certainly tough. Is, especially when fists are flying.
And there are long nails involved.
Exactly, and I've read some of the letters on the show when she was angry at me.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean
they're classics.
They're classic. Well, I did have a female friend. You remember her, Carita.
Carita.
We don't speak of her no more.
No.
But like, Hell was very jealous of Carita, and she said, this is in high school. I'm going to shove her long, luscious black hair down her throat.
Wow.
Yeah. And she wasn't really great at like. She wasn't like an English major or anything in college or anything like that. But she had a knack for threats.
Yeah.
that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's where the poet came out.
I have a lousy memory, but you remember threats like that.
You do.
Yeah.
Long, luscious,
luscious.
So she was coming to see me with her younger sister.
At where?
At the casino.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
After you broke up.
Not good.
Well, I hadn't seen her for 20 years.
Okay.
I have not seen her for...
So this is recent.
The last... Yeah, no, this just happened.
Is this in Alabama?
Oh.
No, this is in New York. This just happened. The last time I saw her was when I first started dating my wife.
Okay.
And just started dating my wife. And
this isn't
she
a story
wanted,
about a threesome, is it?
No.
Okay.
And she wanted to get back together one last time.
Ooh.
And I said no. I'm like no.
No.
Because we had, you know, like a lot of these juvenile relationships, there'd been a lot of try to restart it. This time it's going to be different. This time I've changed. It wasn't going to happen. And I was with somebody I was happy to be with.
Met the real love of your life.
Yes.
She was only wanted one last night together.
Well,
she
that had been offered before. No. She wanted more.
She wanted a
relationship. We had never actually, together 5 years, we actually never engaged in intercourse.
Huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Catholic.
Yes, but okay. Not religious, but religious enough not to do it with me.
Yeah.
Catholic.
Which I don't think you have to be religious to opt not to do it with me. I've met a lot of religious people. Most of the people I meet are very religious. Right. That's the
some Wiccans won't do it with him.
Either. I dated a Wiccan one night.
Did she do it with you?
No.
Oh, see?
Wait, how do you
I was too shy to put on a move.
How do you date somebody for one night?
Well, we went on a date.
Okay.
That's what
she was a cool girl. She was nice. Pretty.
Except for the spell.
I don't mind the spell. Yeah, it was college. What do I give a shit? You know, college is when you date your Wiccans.
Oh,
you can't date a Wiccan post-college. Then it's just stupid.
But
in college, that's, you're experimenting.
To me, it was weird when she asked to just prick one finger. Just a little blood.
Yeah, she took samples of hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it was college, so I've been given lots of samples. So
he thought she was doing a rape kit on him.
No, you can't be 35 and say, my new girlfriend is a Wiccan.
No.
That is a college thing.
You can if you've just divorced.
And
then
she's 18.
You could date, then you could date a Wiccan.
And you have dreadlocks and you don't wear shoes.
Or you can if she's your side midlife crisis.
Yes.
You know, and you have a really nice car. You have the really nice car, and the Wiccan is the accessory.
Oh, yeah. A side piece Wiccan would be terrific.
But,
to say,
this is my girlfriend, and she believes that trees are alive, and it's not the hills, and it's not the sound of music.
Uh-huh.
Well, not trees are alive. I know. You're looking, they're alive.
I'm looking at you like, yeah, they are.
I know. But
biology.
Conscious.
But not the way Wiccans think of them.
Right. Like a conscious, willing agent.
Yes.
Yeah, but we're getting into some Avatar area with this.
And those are movies.
I know, but it was like a part of their core belief.
And it's called a movie.
Yeah, I know.
And Wiccans aren't blue, so there's the difference.
You know, trees, the trees really do share information and carbon.
I know.
Really, yeah, so
I know they actually
so it's
do.
Not as, yeah.
You think you would tell them to move when the buzzsaws are coming?
Yeah.
How about share that information? You just saw your friend get chopped down. Lift up your stupid runs, look, roots, and leave.
A lot of people have good information. A lot of people have good information and don't use it well. That's what trees do.
So trees are uninformed voters.
Well, they're uninformed.
No, they're
informed. Just don't know. They just have bad judgment.
trees are voting against their best interests.
Yes,
they are
yes.
staying still.
No, they just can't get to the polls on time. Well, it's really
at
slow
least
going.
They do wind up becoming polls sometimes, which is ironic.
I don't think that's exactly irony, is it?
Yeah, it's a bad pun.
Yeah, no.
Let's call Alanis Morissette for a ruling.
There we go.
Oh, I just bought an Alanis Morissette CD, which that has nothing to do with anything.
Wait, which one?
I don't know. She put out a live one. I got it like at the dollar store or something like that. Picked it up for $3. I'm not paying top dollar for an Alanis Morissette CD.
That's the modern version of the Clipped Corner LP bin.
I got it at Ollie's. I got it at Ollie's. Good stuff, cheap.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that.
Oh,
me neither.
You would love it.
I probably would.
It's good stuff, cheap. I don't understand. No, it's like they buy out companies like Keurig
like
and stuff
Odd
like that.
Lats or something.
Yeah, my, okay. That type of thing.
Ollie's got good stuff cheap. good stuff cheap. You know.
I'm going to go on my story.
Yeah, they're singing along with me, so it's you.
Okay. So
what's Hell doing now?
She works in a school cafeteria.
Ooh.
Is she still a Wiccan?
She was never a Wiccan. Wiccan was a different girl.
No, she's Catholic.
I'm getting confused
with
your girlfriend.
So many failed relationships
so
in
many
this
relationships.
Story.
Okay.
No, she's Catholic. She lives with her parents, and her sister, and she works in a school cafeteria.
Well, you missed the boat there.
I'm not gonna take shots.
Let us do them for you.
You guys do what you will. Adam is a shot taker. Mercedes is lovely, by the way. Adam is a shot taker.
It's radio, man.
I'm not saying don't take the shots.
I'm not doing pantomime.
I understand. Listen, I'm not saying you can't. I'm just gonna say I won't be taking the shots. I will let you guys take them.
Physical humor in this medium is really not gonna play. So
no. I'm picturing an apron with some sloppy Joe juice. Where are you
sloppy
going?
Joe, yeah.
I love that
look. I'm seeing hairnets.
And hairnets.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Yeah.
Ooh, wait, I'm getting turned on more.
This is like a Cheech and Chong routine.
That's sexy.
It is.
And those big, like, nurse shoes.
Oh, yes. Orthopedic shoes.
Orthopedic shoes.
With an insert that she doesn't need.
I'm smelling Spanish rice.
Now I feel bad I didn't sniff her.
Sloppy Joe's.
I like Spanish rice. It's delicious.
I think trays from the 50s.
I don't think it's not Spanish rice. Isn't it Latino American rice?
In the 70s, it was Spanish rice. Okay. Yeah.
I don't think it's Spanish. So I did not sniff her. But I hadn't seen her in like 20 years. I feel the pressure to be funny. I don't know. I don't know why. There's really no reason to be. I'm not trying to rekindle anything.
Right.
I have no interest in rekindling. But I still feel like this pressure to prove success or something. I don't know why.
Everybody feels that when they see an ex. Well, especially like
an
important ex.
Aren't you doing a comedy show?
I understand that.
Oh yeah.
But not every comedy.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
So you saw her at a comedy show. She showed up.
No,
she
showed up specifically to see me. Her and her sister
comic.
Showed up specifically.
Where was this?
This was at the casino.
Oh, okay.
But not every comedy show is created equal. Not every audience is created equal. Sometimes it's really easy, and the audience will make you look good.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not so much. And even if you are really good, they're going to make you look like crap.
Yeah.
I mean, the audience, comics say, oh, you don't blame the audience. No, it's them.
Oh, yeah, sometimes it is them.
The jokes have been tested. I know which ones work and which ones are for me. I get it. I understand. I've been down this road. It's you. It's your fault.
I love how you're pointing at me.
Well, you're in the audience.
It's like you open with a solid joke, and it just sort of lays there.
You know right off the bat.
Yeah, you've done it enough that you just look out and you go, oh, it's going to be one of these.
Yes.
So there's guarantees. Yeah. There's guaranteed jokes.
We'd like to think so, but nothing's guaranteed.
There are good jokes that tend to work.
Comics will generally open with one of their strongest jokes and close with one of their strongest jokes. So if we're our first impression that we're making on the audience, if you're a normal comic, I don't do this often, but if you're a normal comic, the first things that you will say, you will greet everybody, and then you will go in with the joke that should work all the time. And as a comic, if it gets a huddle, a who, or a silence, like, oh, fuck.
Right.
Now, me, I work a little differently. I don't know what I'm going to say when I hit the stage, and I just kind of like react to things that are going on in the room.
Like it all.
No, I really don't. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll probably talk about these jokes tonight, but I really don't have a game plan. Professionals should. I don't.
Noted.
But when I taught comedy, I go, don't do what I do. You've seen me. What I do does not make sense.
No. You're right.
I'm not the one taking that shot.
No, it doesn't. But to Adam's point, we have jokes that should work. They're meant to get to break the ice, get that laugh, establish ourselves, and go on our way.
Okay. Right.
And then as you go on, then you can mix in some new stuff. You can start, because once you have them on your side, me, I'll open with new stuff. Again, stupid. It's not the smart thing to do. But I wasn't opening with new stuff. I probably riffed something off the top, and then I did the joke. Now, here was the scenario, though. All right. I also wanted to look good. I don't know why.
Well, because you do when you see an ex.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So this is all normal. Yeah. Again, no hopes or desires of rekindling anything. Did not want to do that.
So doesn't matter.
That's like high school reunions, don't you? Like lose weight and get tan and do your eyebrows.
And you want to like bump up your resume? Yeah. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. I can
smell reunions.
It.
Yeah.
You wear what?
Perfume.
As well you should. little Jacquard Noir, little throwback perfume.
Yeah, there we go.
Even through this clogged schnoz, I could tell. That's a nice
Charlie. Charlie,
you're a Charlie type of gal, are you, Adam?
Aviance night. Yeah.
I thought it was actually Diamonds by
her perfume was.
You found me out.
Her perfume, this was the 90s, was like Exclamation. I don't know if you remember Exclamation.
I do.
You
remember
could get it
bottle.
At your finer Rite Aids and CVS's.
I think I remember the bottle.
Yeah.
The bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White bottle with like a black.
Yeah.
I just made a joke.
Yeah.
Right.
Devin, what did you do with that bottle?
Lots of things.
There was a reason there was an exclamation point.
So you wanted to look good.
I wanted to look good. So I have all this stuff going on in my head.
Is your wife there?
No. She's upstairs.
At the show. She's at the show.
No, I haven't even discussed it, because what's the point?
What is the point?
Exactly.
Only trouble.
This is when you just started dating your wife.
Well, no, this just happened recently.
This just happened.
This just happened.
Okay.
No. When
is
I first,
Roy Moore in this story?
Yes, a little bit. When I first started dating my wife, hell came and wanted to give it another shot, and I said no.
But that's not her real name.
No, that was the nickname my fraternity brothers gave her.
A lot of
that wasn't the real nickname my fraternity brothers gave her.
I know a girl named Heaven, so.
This is the opposite.
This is her doppelganger. So the white, that's when she wanted to get back together, hell.
But 20 years ago.
Right, but then she comes to a show recently.
Last week.
There very recently.
Yeah, just happened.
Okay, so go on.
And your wife is not there.
With that aroma of coleslaw that she knows he'll so enjoy.
I'm just there for one night.
Just curious.
Why? You think the wife needs to be
trying to get the dynamics
half
right.
Sour
to be, you know, how good do you really want to look? You know what I mean?
I have no... Listen, there's many reasons why I do not want to rekindle things. Various reasons. But one that should be mentioned up there is, she used to be fucking nuts.
That doesn't really get better.
Yeah, that doesn't get that doesn't get better.
That's so, kind of top of the list.
So even like if I was one of those people that wanted to do something on the side with an extra rekindle, there's still the nuts factor.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
So no.
Although if you're gonna rekindle, it's probably gonna be with somebody nuts.
No, I don't think so. I don't think you rekindle with somebody nuts.
No.
Well,
no.
You don't rekindle with somebody
sane. You
got to
rekindle with somebody who knows the rules of social media.
Yeah.
You do not comment on posts. Them's the rules.
That's right. Or if you do, you come up with a damn good fake name.
No, but no, listen. I got a wife. She has a new boyfriend. She actually had broken up with a boyfriend, recently broke up with her, and I was actually...
Not the wife. The wife doesn't have a new boyfriend.
She may, but they might know the social media rules,
right.
So I'm not hip to the game.
Okay. Mercedes' head is spinning around like she's Linda Blair.
It's really hard to tell the story, isn't it? We're a pain in the ass.
It's fine. Yeah. I'm used to it. It's fine. I'd been to a friend to her the past couple of months.
Yeah.
You know, because she was going through a rough breakup, and this guy was abusive to her.
Oh, that's not good.
Karma.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm not going to, you know, I was just like, well, listen, I was kind of in the spot you're right now with you. So this is how I got, this is how I got through it. You know, you got
to. Were you able to say that to her?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to powder her ass.
Oh, good. No, no. That would really be stepping over the line.
No, I was very honest. You know, I was being a friend to her, but I'm like, listen. And she knows. She knows she was bad.
Okay, good.
And like, you know, that's a regret that she has.
Okay, good.
But, you know. Like I said, no interest in rekindling anything. I'm just going to be her friend. I mean, this is somebody I spend a lot of time with.
Yeah. You're being a decent person.
I'm just being a decent person.
God damn it.
Which is something I don't normally do.
This isn't going to end well then, is it?
No. It never does. Feeling no.
No good deed goes unpunished, right?
Thank you.
So I wanted to look good. But I was going to look good anyway because it was a really beautiful venue. 1,000-seat venue.
Wow.
1,000-seat venue.
Wow.
So before the show... I walk in, I check in with the people backstage, let them know I'm here. I'm only featuring this thing. The reason I'm only featuring this thing is the agent goes, no, we're putting in, you know, big acts, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dude, I fucking headline for whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, fine. You're paying me enough to make it worth my while to go up there. I will do the 30 minutes, piece of cake, not a problem. So when I get in there, they say, yeah, the headline wanted to know if you could do 35 to 40. Because he doesn't have an hour.
Oh.
Oh.
You're not going to tell us who that is, are you?
No.
And they're not paying you extra in food dollars.
Yeah. Here's another 100 worth of food, you fat pig. Stuff your face till you explode.
Here's a snack for on stage. We know how you roll.
Gorge yourself, you gavone.
If I give you 11 bonbons, will you do 7 more minutes?
Actually enough, that is how I get paid, as you know.
I like to get paid in meringue.
You like to get paid in albacore tuna.
No, what? Macaroons.
Oh,
I just discovered them.
Meringue macaroons?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, macaroons. Oh, my God.
Not the type that we get. Not the Manischewitz type. Yeah. The real macaroons.
Although those are good, too.
Yeah, they're fine. They're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I like the ones that they put out on the Jewish end cap.
No, there's always coconut in those. I don't like coconut.
What?
I don't like coconut.
I'm feeling your forehead. What?
I don't like.
Is that code for something? Forehead?
No, that just means he must be feverish.
Oh, I didn't know if that was like you were going to feel something else. I didn't know.
I didn't cup his ass.
I didn't know if you said forehead or foreskin. I missed.
It's a 7 head.
Yes. So I tell them, I go, I will do the 35 to 40 minutes, but you tell the booker that I did 35 to 40 minutes because the headliner couldn't.
Yeah.
And in the past, because I've been in that position before, I would suck it up, I wouldn't say anything, but I'm at the point after 20 years, fuck this. You're not letting me headline, and now I got to do this guy's time?
Right.
I mean, was I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Okay.
Petty, but not wrong.
Well, what'd you say?
Petty, but not wrong.
Is it petty?
No.
If you can tell me if it's petty.
If you're a headliner and you got somebody doing a half hour ahead of you, you should be able to do your hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
You took the gig.
You took the gig. You know what was expected.
Do crowd work for 10 minutes and then you got an hour. I mean.
Yeah.
Well, before I go on, the headliner sees me and he goes, can you do 45 minutes?
Oh, now you're headlining.
Now I'm headlining, but going first and getting half the money.
Yeah, right. Why don't we swap?
I really should have said that. Yeah. I really should have said, you know what, why don't you do 30, I do the hour and get your paycheck. And I said to him, I go, that's fine because I normally do an hour.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Normally, you know. Features who headline will go to the headline. Well, I normally headline. That's the old gag. And I try not, when I first started headlining, I'm sure I did that. I'm sure I was one of those guys. But I generally don't do that anymore because I get it. Whatever. It's the gig. I took the gig to feature. Get paid. Right. Go home, stupid.
Nice.
It's nice,
a lot of dick swinging, isn't it?
It is a lot of dick swinging. But if you're going to have me do the same amount of time that you, I'm going to make you aware that, no, I normally do an hour.
Yeah. And also, it's like, I'm well aware that I should be getting your paycheck, bud.
Right.
I'm.
Will you tell me who it was after the show?
Yeah, really?
Possibly. Possibly. I mean, it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant.
Relevant.
You think so?
Yes.
Why? You're not hiring anybody.
No, but I'm totally petty like that. I'm like, look, if you're going to get book the gig, you should be able to do it.
I agree.
Don't be asking me to do the work for you and no pay.
I agree.
Unless there's some way that you can, like, if you're going to book me someplace else or you're going to pay me back in another way.
Well,
in kind.
And now, remember, I'm still going first, which is the
dollars?
Toughest spot on the show. Because it's really...
there's no host. It's just two.
There's no comedian host. It's like the entertainment director.
Right.
So you know what they do? A couple announcements, maybe a party joke.
Right.
And away you go. There's no real comedian host. Like when we hire a host who's a comedian can do...
Right, warm up the crowd.
Exactly.
Right.
There's no like real MC. There's just like, here's his resume, here he comes, kind
of. Couple of announcements, maybe a party joke. Like if I were to ask you... Essentially, at this point, to host the show.
Oh my God, I'm wetting myself. I'm with fear
again.
Well, no, she said with fear was a different reason.
It's a different reason, but there's lots of wetting.
There's a leaky spigot down there. So, like I said, so it's a 1,000-seat beautiful theater. Unfortunately, we had maybe 100 people scattered.
Oh.
Which is...
In a 1,000-seat...
Yeah.
Wow.
They're not seated.
That's like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
So... I wasn't planning on doing crowd, but I felt like I had to do some crowd.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just because if the place is like half full, I should just be able to go into material.
Right.
But, I mean, there were some people up front, so I was playing to them. So I did it. So I was recording. I'm like, well, this isn't what I want to record, but let's just get through this.
Yeah. Put that up on the internet. Play in a 1,000-seat venue with 100 people there.
Yeah.
Spread out. Like, yeah. Cricket.
This is a ghost story.
Well, the thing is,
oh,
you're
good.
You're,
somebody's getting laid then.
Look large.
You're hoping the people realize what's going on, like the people in charge, but you don't know. What I also did not know is north of the casino, they don't have internet.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah, like I knew there was places like that because I'd been reading some articles with some of the cuts that were going on the administration's making. I knew people were getting affected. This isn't affected because of the administration or anything, but I don't remember playing a place where like, oh, I don't have internet. I wish I would have known that because I probably wouldn't have done so much current events because the internet is really good for learning about current events.
Sure.
Oh my God, I thought that was a rural myth, not having internet.
No,
anymore.
No, and there was a lot of farmers, a lot of old farmers.
So they basically didn't know what was going on.
They don't have the same access to information that we have.
Right.
Right. Well, they knew about Nixon.
Right. But, well, actually, you know, I'll make jokes like that. I should do my Reagan material. Like you do get stuck in a certain period. Like Adam, I don't know, I can't speak for you, but I know Adam is hyper up to date on current events. I'm hyper up to date on current events. Some people have all the access in the world, but it's just not their thing.
I get all my news through Facebook.
As well you should.
Totally.
As well you should. You get to see all Pip's latest cats. It's adorable.
Fess up.
Yes, actually. That's pretty true.
So are they moist, too?
Some of them are.
You have moist cats?
Well, that's what we have boxes for. Yeah, I pat them down.
So I'm wearing this, I'm wearing black slacks, black jacket, gray shirt and a pink tie. Apparently, the tie was a conversation starter in the middle of my set. A woman goes, "What's with the pink tie?"
Really?
Yes.
And this is your heckler?
Yes. And I said, I actually said to her, "I go, well, I wore it because I wanted a conversation starter in the middle of my set," which got a big laugh.
No, of course.
And of course, the ex and her sister ask after the show, "What was with the pink tie?" I go, "I just want to. It really is not a big deal. I guess us city folk
dress differently." Yes.
It's like it's a
and
pink.
They're like, "Will you look at the tie that boy's got on?"
Breast cancer awareness. Dang. That's what it is.
I thought I was on Miami Vice.
Yes. This isn't Miami? Oh, I'm confused.
See my t-shirt under the jacket?
So after my set, I mean, the set goes okay. After my set, I call the booker. I tell him the situation about the time. He's surprised. He goes, the other comic has been doing this a long time. I go, so have I. I say to him, stop dicking me around, which I don't usually, you know, comics with bookers, we kiss their ass. We don't want to offend anybody.
It's just nice. Yeah. Generally, people are nice to the booker.
Right. But this is somebody, you know, call me at 2 a.m. This is somebody we've dealt with a lot.
Oh, no.
Yes. This is who booked it. I'm not going to say his name right now either. But that's it. So I go, there's no reason why I'm getting paid a fraction of what this guy's getting paid.
Right.
It's like, oh, well, you know, he's been doing a long time. I don't give a shit. The only thing that saved this guy is he plays a harmonica.
wait, what? Hold on. I'm waiting to understand how that
you
saved
opened
him.
For Bob Dylan?
Yes.
Yes.
And on that night, Dylan should have opened for me.
Yeah.
Knock, knock. Everybody must get let in. No, but here's a. They weren't even like some comedians, like Paul Bond. You know Paul Bond?
I do know Paul Bond.
He will play guitar. He's actually a good guitarist, but he will incorporate. It's comedy, but he has songs. They're funny songs.
Like Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
King Tut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's the other ones like, well, I can play an instrument and I'm going to need applause breaks and I don't have enough jokes, so let me just do this.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and comic audiences love music. They're like, wow, why didn't we see a concert? Comedian audiences will like applaud. Well, he just played the harmonica. Applaud, applaud, applaud. Like they're a bunch of whores.
Well, it's sort of like seeing a dog stand on his hind legs for a long time. It's like, wow, look what he can do.
But I wrote jokes. I had original jokes. How come you're not applauding that?
But he's playing an instrument. Look at that. He tells jokes and plays an instrument. What can you do, smarty pants?
But my jokes.
Jew comedian. What can you do?
Jew comedian. Wow. Funny enough, another couple comes up to me and go, we were the other Jews in the audience.
No!
Yes.
We were the other Jews.
Yeah, I get a lot of that. I'm sure you get some of that when you play some towns, too. Yeah.
Oh, thank God we met the quota.
Was he a lawyer?
I don't know, but he did buy my shirt, so really, who the fuck cares? I don't care what he did. He might have been Roy Moore's lawyer. I don't know. Very lovely couple.
Maybe.
So I got to wait to get the report, but I called him again. I go, you don't know what I do. That's the reality. You don't know what I do, so stop doing. I go, I don't know what type of report I'm going to get. 100 people scattered in a 1,000-seat theater. I don't know what type of report I'm going to get.
Right.
But I'm doing as much time as this guy, and I'm getting paid a fraction of the money. Put somebody in front of me.
Yeah.
You know, let me bring Adam in to open for me. Let me bring Joe to open for me. We'll give him a good show.
Yeah.
And they'll have a real headliner that can't do an hour.
I'm sorry, they can't see that. I rolled my eyes really hard.
He had, listen, the guy had his moments, he had his moments, but there was also people that were walking out during his set. But a lot of people got in for free, so that just happens. They're old also. Yeah.
Were they about to close the buffet and they were the last rush?
It's possible.
Okay.
Are we getting back to hell?
She's there. She's at
she's
the
She's there.
Okay. She's got a witness
what
all the, this.
What,
yeah.
I mean, I hung out with her and her sister a little bit afterwards.
Oh, so there's no story there. There is a story.
Just that she came.
Just that
oh,
she came.
Okay.
Yeah, I banged hell repeatedly. No.
Yeah.
My dick burst into flames.
That'll happen.
And now she's my side piece. And I get free tater tots at the cafeteria where she works.
Damn.
So it's really a win for all.
Awesome.
Is that the story you want to hear?
That's a great story.
I mean, the fact that she was there and just the weird pressure.
Right.
I was feeling, like I told you, I did not want to rekindle anything.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't that spark.
When she saw you in a house that was 10% full, your odds of getting together were going, it kind of went down. You know?
But considering where she lives, I'm still a catch. My name is up on the marquee, mister.
You brought the pink tie for her.
That was
my wooing tie.
Yeah.
That's the wooing tie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you wearing a pink tie? To woo, lady. To woo.
Yeah.
I didn't think hell.
No, I mean, no. So I just hung out. I didn't want to do anything.
No, you shouldn't.
No,
I thought maybe it got sexually harassed or something. That's where we were going.
I was hoping for some fun coupling.
Her and her sister were having conversations that were like kind of sexual, like that I didn't like how one caught one doing something, like how hell caught her younger sister doing something, and I just didn't know how to react to that. I'm like, well, this is very. I don't know what to say to these things.
Pretend you're having a conversation in HR in the office. That's the best way to handle it. It's like, yeah, okay, that's interesting. So
yeah, I would just say, listen, I don't know what I'm supposed to say to this.
Did you say that?
Yes,
that's always right. A good
it's
answer.
Good.
Yeah, right. I don't know, because if I'm commenting on it, then maybe I'm being lechy and crossing a line and flirty, and I definitely don't want to do that.
Even though they led you into that, you don't want to be there.
It's a weird thing to be. I mean, I don't know about. I'm middle aged. Clearly, at least middle aged. I'm probably older than middle aged now. And when you see
good
somebody,
admission.
Yeah. I'm old. I'm
that
old.
Was good.
So it was hard.
As he sits on a hippity hop,
yeah. As he bounces on the hippity hop.
High old. Oh, yeah, I thought we were at a 12th.
Yeah, it's depressing when you just don't want to flirt anymore.
Well, I'm a naturally flirty person, and maybe we'll talk about it later. I think I'm a little flirty.
Are you?
Probably, because I'm very. Right. I can be friendly, not gropey, not that type of flirty. Right, not flirty like physical.
You didn't even hug me when I came in.
I meant to grab your ass, but Pip coughed.
But he wants to be a senator from Minnesota, so he didn't do it.
Oh, the dearly soon to be departed. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get there. No, but I did not want to give off that vibe. I did not want to anybody down that path that this could be a thing. Because I had no interest. I didn't want her to think I did not want to do. You know, once you've been down that path and it's lit with hell, you go, well, I'm not going to go down that detour.
Yeah, this brimstone.
It's not like Joe who rekindled something with a high school and it was unfulfilled at the time and wanted to go back and see and is pursuing. Yeah. This is not that situation.
No, totally different. I mean, I understand. I mean, I love banter. Oh my God! I love double entendres. I like being flirty and naughty when I talk to men and women.
You love jerking off guys in the DMV.
She always flirts.
Yeah, I always flirt with Mercedes.
That,
yeah,
that's totally. What she means by flirting, right?
Yeah, jerking off guys at the DMV. That's her. Opening. Totally. That's her hello.
How are you supposed to get through those lines any faster?
That's why I love the DMV.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
floors are not very clean, but I mean, it's a lovely.
Well, with you in there, how could they?
Yeah, no, it's a lovely. Clean run through.
I register my car 3 times a year.
Was that you?
One of the times. First and third time.
Wait, unzip. Oh, you look familiar. Yeah. No,
eye test, right. That's right.
That's what it was.
Oh, that's the bottom row.
I mean, I sexually harass Mercedes all the time.
All the time.
But we don't work together.
Right.
But as soon as
you're flirty with girls.
I am.
You're flirty with my wife.
I am very. Yeah.
Slow your roll there. Slow down, tarp girl.
She never says slow down.
No, she does not.
No.
She's flirty with you, too.
No,
she likes it fast, yeah.
She, like, gives me the come hither.
With five hands? Five fingers? Is that what it takes there, Pip?
No. This is come here. This is what that little
Chinese I thought that's how many it's going to take for you to feel it. I didn't know.
No. Things are crazy in Warwick here.
Only when Pip comes over.
Yeah, I have that effect on people.
All people. So, no, nothing happened. Didn't want anything to happen. Just trying to be a friend to her. All I want. A good guy, believe it or not.
No. What I was going to follow it up with is that I know when you're in company with people that you do not want them to misunderstand. It's like, I'm just playing. My bark is much worse than my bite.
By the way, great Hall & Oates song, by the way.
Which?
Was it Millennial Man or something?
I don't know.
It's a good song. It's about how he gets tempted, and that's one of the lines in there. My bark is much worse than my bite.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I didn't get the title.
That's actually why I bought the Hall & Oates Greatest Hits.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that, but that's, I mean, that is me
I'll
in a
I'll have to go to the wall of CDs to find it for you.
Do you not download music?
I do download music, Miss. I have an internet radio show.
Funny you should ask.
But I also have a wall of cassettes. I listen to music.
You do?
I know. I listen to cassettes in the car.
Because he has the ability to do so. I have a cassette player. I still listen to
digital. Stealing digital music is for my walks. But
stealing.
Well, it's not stealing if I get it for free.
No, it was, well, I don't know. I'm on, well, we're not going to go there, but it's like, that's a long convoluted.
Listen, it's an awful thing to do, but I think I could still get elected president with it. I think I think we'll be okay.
Napster and you! Yeah, that's not going to take you.
Yeah, back when I played with Metallica, there was a whole kerfuffle.
What I was going to say is, like, everybody who, even people who are flirty, know how to dial it back when you don't want that person getting that feeling at all. It's like, did I grab any part of your body so far?
Today? It's only the
today.
First part of
today,
the show.
No, not today.
Stick
not
around.
I know when to dial it back.
Yeah.
See?
You did, however.
You're also ill. You're also ill.
I know.
Nobody wants flirty snotty.
No. That's why. Well, that's why I dialed it back with you on the long ride up here in Mercedes.
So that was gig one.
Yeah.
Gig two. Friday, I'm doing a venue in New Jersey. There are about 10 people sitting up front.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. It's a big drawing type of week for me.
Wait, was there anybody behind them?
We'll get there.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't tell if you just blew your nose or vomited.
She blew her nose. I'm holding back vomit.
Yeah.
It's a little both. I'm sorry.
I think a small child got stuck.
Is that what it is? Because God knows it won't get into the pinafores. And
I think there was a small Chinese child in there.
Stuck in there.
You need
little
a
Chinese
pot.
Child.
A neti pot?
Yeah.
Like right now?
Yeah.
I'd love some pot right now.
Do you want tea on the break? Neti Do you want me to make you tea on the break?
Yes, please.
Make you tea. Does anybody else want tea on the break?
Sure.
You want tea on the break?
No, thank you.
All right. But in the meantime, we're going to do a show.
Yeah, okay.
So, like now?
Sort of. We'll start
at start any minute.
Oh, okay.
We're going to talk politics and like serious shit afterwards, which is ridiculous.
I know.
But there's a group of 8 older people in the back.
Okay.
So we got the 10 in the front. 8 older people in the back. And you can't see them from the stage because they got the blinding spotlight. I hate the blinding spotlight.
Yeah, it's a drag.
Yeah. Which, but it's hard to do comedy when you can't see the audience. You want the lights down, but you still want to be able to see them. Why are you laughing?
Right. That's a convulsion.
Yeah.
I wish.
That's the Chinese
I wish nobody would resuscitate her, and we just have to make one semi-disappointed phone call to her husband.
Yeah, he'll only be so disappointed.
Yeah.
Thank God. Did you shoot her, put her out of her misery? No, no.
Not going to waste a bullet. Back the car over
better
her.
Better make sure it's silver.
What?
You know I do this. Just carry on. I'll catch up.
Pip Helix, the only reason Joe Curry's still employed. I'm going to move on.
I'm having a day.
Are you? Just keep the water coming from your eyes, lady.
Wow, you're
That's all we ask.
She's a wetty mess.
She really is. She really is. She's like a jizz
Good
sock
Lord.
After a lot of free time.
She's having so much damn fun.
She really... she is.
Spewing.
She's SpongeBob before there was SpongeBob. Spewing. She's not a squirter. She's a spewer.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I'll pass on the tea.
I'm making it. She's not.
Okay.
Is that lemon close?
Oh, God.
All right. So you can't see them from the stage. So there's this one woman in the group who's yelling out random stuff at the comics. You know this audience member.
Sure.
Just yelling out shit at the comics.
Drunk?
I don't know. Old and annoying. And it prevents the comics from getting any type of flow. That's another thing of stand-up comedy. We like to get a flow going. We know where the laughs are supposed to be. The room comes alive. A good comedy show, believe it or not, is actually a living organism.
Yep.
And there's timing, and they wreck the timing. Right.
And this bitch is killing the organism and the orgasm.
Yeah.
this bitch is killing everything. So the host introduces me and says, I performed before for the troops.
Oh, okay.
The host, he's backtracking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So like bringing me up. Adam is looking at the, is it a quiet night in the chat?
It's a quiet night.
That's okay. Yeah. But Adam, don't feel bad, because people do listen live and they're not in the chat. That's one thing I've learned.
Yeah, no. I'm looking to see if who won the election.
Yeah, he's looking at the TV.
Oh,
I'm just checking
at the chat.
We're not going to get that for
it. Checking
till 8
in periodically. On.
We're not going to get that till 8 o'clock. So the host introduced me that performed for the troops. Before I hit the stage, the woman yells, what branch? I am now getting heckled before I hit the stage. This is like an all new premature heckling.
Yeah.
I've never encountered a pre-stage. I've hit the stage and been heckled before I've said anything, which is very difficult because you haven't established yourself before. But now I'm getting heckled before I hit the stage.
Well, basically, she's heckling the guy who introduced you.
No. Mm. She thinks it's a Q&A, and the guy is bringing me up. I am approaching the stage. So, if you want to give it to that guy, you can, but I feel like I'm being heckled.
Well, that's a new situation. That's a golden opportunity. You know, the bigger the obstacle, the better the solution. What'd
I call that a career.
Yeah.
I said, the branch was the Salvation Army.
There you go.
And I performed in between the cassettes and the VCR tapes.
Nice.
I mean, but who does this? What type of fucking animal does this?
I actually, I don't want to, can I interject? I actually had an 82-year-old man tell me a joke in the middle of my set once at the Schoolhouse Theater where you were there.
I love that place.
Yeah, yeah. First row in the middle of my set, he goes, I said, what? And he said, I think are you asking me a question? He goes, how do you make a Jewish woman want to have less sex? And I said, how? And he said, marry her. And that was, I said, holy shit, I've had people tell me I could use a joke after the show, but I've never had anybody tell me a joke during the show in the middle of one of my jokes.
It's like, you understand this isn't like Thanksgiving around the table, don't you, Grandpa?
No, he didn't.
No, he doesn't know where he is.
So, but that, you
take the cake. I've never heard of being heckled before you hit the stage.
It goes back to a common theme I have, if you listen to the show regularly. People are stupid.
Oh, yes. That's a big part of our show.
Most certainly not our listeners, because I won't let them fucking be stupid.
No.
Because I won't entertain that.
There will be penalties for being
stupid. There will be penalties. But anyway, so I do this, and the crowd was the type of crowd that would talk when you weren't talking to them. They would shout out shit to you when you weren't talking to them. But if you asked them a question, they got silent.
You're right.
Which is very infuriating.
It's like you're all bold when I'm talking, but now you dummy up when I'm talking directly to you.
And you've seen me enough, Pip, to know I'm not going to let that lay either.
Oh, that's when he becomes his most vicious and most funny.
Are you saying anger fuels the funny?
Absolutely. I have been shoveling those coals for years. I know
what
makes
that you
work.
Is? I don't know. You feel that way when you see me work, when I get angry? Am I funnier?
Yes. Absolutely. That's the best.
Thank you.
The best.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Clearly, I should not be nice.
Yeah. No. It's a waste of your time.
I apologize for my niceness.
I have a hairstylist like that. The more mad she is, the better my hair is.
Really?
Really?
That's counterintuitive, because I would not want to piss off the person with shears around my head.
Really got to piss her off before I go in.
Oh, my God. Do you pinch her
so
while she's
people,
cutting?
Like, call and tell her shitty stuff about her kids at school. I'm not kidding.
Your kids are stupid,
that's
like
right.
You.
That's right.
Oh, snip, snip, snip.
It works. Wow. It works every time.
That's great.
I've been making my wife mad for 23 years, and we have the best sex.
Once every 23 years. So I'm trying to think. I got notes on this. So it gets to the point I'm distracted. Oh, so now that back table is talking.
Oh, amongst themselves.
Yes, which we hate. And the thing is, when you have, because jokes are supposed to have silence. You're supposed to be able to let it breathe. You can give a look and get laughs. All these little techniques that we do. What really ruins a lot of that stuff is background conversation.
Yeah.
So now I get off the stage because I've had enough. The front is delightful, exhausting, but they're very nice people. But I go to this back of old folks. Back there, and I'm like, what is? And they're two talking, and then they're talking to this other guy, and I'm like, what's the problem?
Well, you confronted them.
Of course I did. There's 18 of them. I have time. I can do this shit. Unfortunately, two of them are talking to the owner.
Oh, ouch!
Oops.
Yeah. Now I had booked a venue, where the owner would heckle the comics and carry on. And I actually told the comics, I go, if he's going to heckle you, rip into him. I go, I don't give a shit. If he wants to, because he wants to be a spectacle, you rip into him. It is what it is. And he would make my wife wait for hours to pay and everything. We wound up suing him and winning. He went out of business. So,
wow.
Yeah. But yeah, you could kind of, like, sometimes, like, why would you ruin something? Like, don't you know that this is not helpful? You're hurting your product. So I go to the guy.
Have you seen that bar rescue show?
Yeah, that's true.
People don't get it.
I go to the owner. I go, do you want me to just stop? I can stop because I'd done enough time. And quite frankly, I didn't give a shit any longer. I didn't feel like pushing the boulder up the hill. I wasn't Sisyphus.
It's a good thing because you might need an injection.
An injection?
Oh, I thought you said you had Sisyphus. I was sorry.
No. Syphilis.
Syphilis.
She's saying she's making a joke about syphilis.
Oh. Do me a favor, Mercedes. Make Pip angry so she's funny.
It took me a second, too.
But you got it. The look on his face was like, what? Yeah. What? Are you trying to say something over there, Stuffy? That's what you looked at.
Wow. That was where you wanted to interject, eh?
Yeah. I'm in the barrel, by the way.
Yeah. Oh.
See? I just
But you do it to yourself.
I crawled in by myself.
Adam, do you know about this?
The barrel?
Yeah, I was prepped on the way here.
Is that
about
like
this?
The barrel that Steve Bannon is entering now? Like your time in the barrel?
Oh, I don't know if Steve Barrett. Oh, Steve Bannon is not in this barrel with me. No, sir. No. Yeah. Absolutely not. That would be hell.
Right. All naked, moist, sweaty up against Steve Bannon.
He does not make me moist. He makes me like Saharan.
I posted today on Facebook. I go, Steve Bannon looks like a homeless man who let himself go.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have style like these sock slippers. Yeah.
No, I know. So I tell the owner, I go, listen, we can stop this. I go, you want to stop it? Which is an awkward position because the guy who hired you is not there. And now you're having this kind of confrontational with an owner. But I've just had enough. I'm not being a dick about it. I'm like, he's like, yeah, we could stop. I'm like, okay. And
because he's disrupting your show.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't need this shit.
Yeah.
But the audience wants me to keep going. And the staff tells me he was just kidding.
Oh.
But it was like really weird and awkward, and the owner left and stopped talking to them.
Well, good.
Right. So eventually, the table of olds got up and left.
Good.
And there was two millennials that were there, and they were nice.
Okay.
But all the people in the front were very nice. But the table of olds left a comment card. They're like, comment cards are the worst thing in comedy. What could you do to improve? What did they say? Hire funnier comics.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Which I just hate because you haven't given the show a chance and you're disrupting the show for everybody else.
Yeah.
And this goes off to another common theme we have on the show because Joe's our old white curmudgeon.
Yes.
You know. And, millennials this, millennials that. And I'll be like, no, it's not a generational thing. People just suck. People are stupid. People are rude. It has nothing to do. I know lovely millennials.
It's not a millennial thing. It's an asshole thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was that.
To be fair, sometimes it's just the night. I remember being at the Comedy Cellar in about 1986, and I saw Joey Cola, who's a genius, and Barry Sobel.
The Barry Sobel girls.
Yes. And there were about seven people. It was late. I was doing a play down in Greenwich Village, and I wandered in there after the show. It was a late show, and Joey Cola's up there going, I can't believe you people aren't laughing. This stuff killed at the 9 o'clock show. And
that's comedy.
Yeah. And Barry Sobel was up there. He just did his act. He was just like, he was impervious. He was just going to do his act. He did his time. He got off. There may be six laughs in 20 minutes. You know?
Oh, my God.
So sometimes, these guys, I'm sure they had a great 9 o'clock show, a great 11 o'clock show.
Yeah, and
now
it
was
just
a
fell
one
apart.
And whatever it was. And, they're just the room was just cold,
Yeah.
It's like sometimes a date or sex with someone you love, sometimes it's just not.
But this wasn't
not
even
swinging.
A cold room.
Yeah.
This was a cold table of douchebags.
Because
the people in the front were having a good time.
Yeah.
The 10 of them in the front, they liked it. I was doing crowd work. I was mixing in material. It was not an easy set.
Right.
But they were having a good time. They made sure to point out what a nice time they had. They bought merchandise.
Were they pissed off at the people at the back of the room?
The millennials at the table, I think, apologized for them.
Wow. Yeah. But that's the thing, is that it's one of our leitmotifs here, but it's so annoying that you always have everybody, stepping on eggshells around a couple of assholes.
Yeah.
It's like, why don't we just, go, let's roll and jump on them and tear them up?
Yeah, but when one's the owner, it makes it that much more complicated.
That's absolutely
that's
true.
Tricky.
But it's like, why do people stand there and be nice when there's just a couple of assholes ruin it for everything? It's like, I turn around and go, shut the fuck up! Yeah. I do that at concerts.
Well, the hard
it makes me really good to go to shows with.
The hard part is when they come up to us after the show, I was trying to help. I just don't feel like having a confrontation. I just let go. I don't feel like the time because I'm trying to sell T-shirts. Tell them what an asshole they are and the reasons why they're an asshole.
They didn't know they were assholes.
Somebody at some point must have told them they were assholes in their life. I can't imagine being
that.
But I mean, listen. If you're somebody should have told this woman at the table to stop shouting out shit.
Really?
Right. For three acts before me, she was shouting out shit.
You were headlining.
I was headlining.
Yeah, so the host should have put her in her place.
Yeah.
Or the feature.
Well, you try to playfully banter with it, but it's like there's only 18 of them. You don't want to walk half the room.
Yeah.
And it's, kind of wish the establishment. And then, of course, the staff's like, we've never seen it here like this before. I'm always on that show. I'm always on that. It's not usually like this. That's the show where stupid shows up. Yeah. I roll into town.
This never happens to me.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have been here last week. Yeah, should I have been?
Yeah, really?
I'm
Why'd
always
you call
hard.
Me?
So. This never happens to me.
Wow.
So that just, if you didn't make the connection when I said that, just sounded like a weird thing to
this
say.
Comedy,
it sure did.
This comedy thing is hard.
And here's my number.
That one missed.
That's all right. It's all right. Listen, you're allowed to miss. Pitt misses every week, and she's back here every week.
I crawled out of the barrel all by myself, see?
Tonight.
No, you got an assistant.
I jumped in.
Oh,
yeah.
Ms. Harden.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's take our first break, shall we? On the break, new music from Jono with Goosebumps and Philippa Hanna with Off the Wagon. And you can listen to both of them. You can learn more about both of them at deucemusic.com. We'll talk about some serious stuff when we come back.